it's time to play the puzzle. Joining us is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. Good to talk to you, Will.
Good morning, Aisha.
And Will, please remind us of last week's challenge.
I said, think of two well-known brand names, each in eight letters, that have the same first six letters in the same order. Both brands are of products, one found in the supermarket and one for something used outdoors. And I said, even though the first six letters of the names are the same, they're not pronounced the same. What products are these? Well, the answer was Michelob and Michelin. And I have to apologize, there's a number of states around the country where beer is not sold in the supermarket. So if you're in one of those states, the puzzle would have been a little harder than for other people.
We've received fewer than 150 correct answers. That's unusual. But we got a winner. Mary Springhorn of Bellingham, Washington. Congratulations and welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
And I should say welcome back to the show because you did actually win the puzzle a few years back. So you are a repeat champion.
Yes, that's true. And I'm just as nervous.
You got it. You got it. Take it away, Will.
All right, Mary and Aisha, I'm going to read you some sentences. Each sentence conceals the name of a large corporation in consecutive letters. For example, if I said, let's wrap plenty of presents, you would say Apple, because the letters APPLE are hidden inside wrap plenty.
Okay.
Number one is, that's a relief, Ed exclaimed.
Exclaimed.
Start with
relief,
one of the,
Ed
exclaimed. Start with the one of the letters of relief.
Boy, FedEx.
Okay. FedEx, you
Ooh,
got
good,
it.
Good, good, good.
After the troop withdrawal, martial law was imposed.
Withdrawal.
That's where you want to start, somewhere in there. Martial law was imposed.
Oh, I see it. Good, you good. Shop here a lot. This is the type of place you shop all the time.
This is true.
Everything's there. It's a big box store.
There you go. And it's hidden inside
Walmart.
Withdrawal.
No,
Walmart, you got it.
Exactly.
I've never been in a Walmart.
Oh, really? Wow. Really? How did you do that?
How did you escape that? Yeah. Try this one. The traitor would betray the one he loved. The traitor would betray the one he loved. Look inside, betray the one.
Okay.
I think it's a defense contractor.
It's a defense contractor, yes.
Raytheon.
You got it. That's it. Is your electric guitar getting ruined? Look inside guitar getting.
Target.
There you go. Do you shop there?
No.
No, okay.
I have been in one, though.
Okay.
As my sister recalls, tater tots are delicious.
Recalls
with an S. As my sister recalls, tater tots are delicious. And as usual for puzzles like this, focus in on the awkward part of the sentence, as in recalls tater.
Yeah.
Allstate.
Allstate is right. And here's your last one.
Oh, finally.
That was Maori tea I drank. And Maori is M-A-O-R-I. That was Maori tea I drank.
Maori.
Okay, I see it.
Oh, good.
Another place to shop?
Yes. Convenience store.
Yeah, with drugs.
Oh, Rite Aid.
Rite Aid, you got it.
Ooh, that was a tricky one.
Thanks for all the hints. I wouldn't have gotten it. We'd still be doing this.
No, but you did an excellent job. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Mary, what member station do you listen to?
KUOW. I've been a member for 24 years.
That's what we like to hear. That's Mary Springhorn of Bellingham, Washington. Thank you so much for playing the puzzle.
Thank you, guys. I had a great time, believe it or not.
Yes. All right, Will, what is next week's challenge?
Yes, it's much easier than last week's. It comes from listener Melissa DePaola of Noonan, Georgia. Name two things that many houses are built with, blank and blank. Drop the first letter of the first thing. Change the last two letters of the second thing to a Y. And you'll name a popular TV show, blank and blank. What show is it? So again, two things that many houses are built with, blank and blank. Drop the first letter of the first thing. Change the last two letters of the second thing to a Y. And you'll name a popular TV show. What show is it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, October 13th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shorts. I love saying that.
Thank you. Aisha, I love hearing you say that.
Thank you.